This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School, we're back. Look at this out here, Austin. You got the sunshine and no wind, man, in Nebraska. I don't know if you're outside, this is a perfect grilling day. But before break, we said we're going to get into some NCAA talk. And so yesterday we talked about the Big 12 was the first one of the Power 5 conferences, or actually Power 4 now, to admit or go into, you know, an agreement that everything's going to come in-house and they're going to pay the, you know, athletes, I guess, somewhat as employees. Obviously, the details haven't been worked out, but as a conference, they had a unanimous vote that they were all in favor of it. The only two teams that decided not to vote was Texas and
Texas and Oklahoma,
right? Because they're leaving. So all of them decided to go ahead with it. And then just within 24 hours, the ACC joined. And so, you know, everybody's like, okay, well, this eventually every conference is going to jump in. I wonder if the ACC and the Big 12 are going to try to band together. Because they feel like they're on the outside looking in. You got Florida State and North Carolina thinking about leaving the ACC. They're trying to, you know, lawyer and court them to stay in the ACC. But I think the ACC and Big 12 realize in order for them to be somewhat sustainable, they have to be in part. Those two have to be in partnership because they feel like the Big Ten and the SEC might just take their stuff and do their own league. And then now you two can be the top dog and kind of go, you know, be the counteract to those two, or the first ones to the table. You've done it right and know what's going on. So then you can maybe get an advantage if they come in too late.
Reading about this was interesting on a couple of levels. I think there's going to have to be something done if you're the ACC and the Big 12, right? You can't sit back and allow those other two leagues to pass you by even more than they already have.
Yeah, well, you can't allow them to increase the gap.
No,
and
which is already massive.
It's already massive, and it seems like up until the last 2 days that the Big Ten and the SEC were just staying pat and just letting the gap was continue to get bigger by not doing anything.
Right,
we're already the best. We put the most teams in the college football playoffs. Mm-hmm. We'll put the most teams in the 12. You guys can't compete with us. We just got Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC better than anything that you guys, you know, accumulated. We took everybody, the teams that had the best year in their minds from the last year of the Pac-12 or the Pac-10, whatever you want to call it. They have to be together, whether they like it or not. They would be. I don't mean to cut you off. They would be smart to join as some sort of, I don't know, regional, you know what I mean? Like, they need to join together to try to increase their percentage of the pie.
Right. Kind of consolidate media rights to some degree, create a lot of these big, big matchups. If they're not going to do that, at the very least, their leadership has to be on the same page.
Right.
How are we going to proceed? Neither of us is in a position of power. We have to be in lockstep, right? We can't allow SEC money to sway the ACC. We can't allow Big Ten money to sway the Big 12. I think that's what Your Mark and Jim Phillips are talking about right now. Your Mark's kind of a wild card to me.
Yes.
I think he's been pretty good for the Big 12, but he's still really new. Jim Phillips, I think, was thrown into a really tough position that he didn't know what was going to happen. I don't think he's been bad, but he also hasn't been the answer to the problem.
Right.
I wonder if the ACC, because of Jim Phillips' leadership, because you have so many academic schools in the ACC, I almost wonder if your Virginias, your Carolinas, your Wake Forest, your Georgia Techs are almost more aligned mentally with the Big Ten, whereas Clemson, Miami, Florida State, maybe they're more aligned with the SEC. So there's going to be some infighting with the commissioner maybe pulling more toward a Big Ten mindset.
Exactly. And that's where, if I'm the Big 12, I'm on red alert. Because you barely will get a, you barely got a team in the college football playoff.
Right.
And prior to that, every time Oklahoma got in, they got embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had one good game with Georgia.
Yeah, one good game with Georgia. But most of the time against Alabama, you were with the Heisman, Kyler Murray, you down 28-0 at halftime. You're getting mollywopped. That's where the ACC is tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And Phillips, this is where why it's so crazy, because you have Phillips, who got thrust into a situation, a no-win situation. Now he's already made one step. Okay, I have my bases covered. That eventually it's all going to come in house. Okay, we're second there. But what you have to worry about with a guy like Phillips, who's on not thin ice, but getting the thin ice, is starting to melt, is does he go into survival mode?
Right.
So if he goes in, you know, survival mode, then you could just blow the whole ACC up and start, you know, finding ways to just split it up, and some go up north to the Big Ten, go into the SEC. Now you're down essentially to the Big Ten, SEC, and Big 12, and the Big 12 would be the next to go. And then essentially you will have just maybe two divisions, and
AFC,
you go
NFC.
Right, and you just go at it.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So that's where I think it's going. That's where it could be, but that's where I think it could go. And, you know, with Clemson also wanting to get out of there, Florida State wanting to get out of there, Miami's always down to get out. and you used to think that Florida could block them going in there. No more.
No.
With what Florida got going on, you have no. Florida doesn't even get a vote. They'll have a coup without them, as far as it meeting. And then with North Carolina and Virginia, all those type of schools, Georgia Tech with the Big Ten and basketball schools as well, you're covering both bases.
Yeah.
Now, on the outside or the other part of this big thing is, does any type of agreement separate it and just say, you know what, we're going to reset the whole table just for football? And then we'll keep everything set as far as like all the other sports, or maybe they do football and basketball.
Yeah.
Right. And so that could be, that's like the, oh, I had this in my back pocket. Surprise. You know, we got something, this is a new, bigger, you know, TV type of deal, especially if they go to 16 teams, you can go 8 and 8. You can go 5 and 5 and have 3 wild cards. You know, you can make it, you know, you can dice it up all the way you want it, or you can expand it. You know, eventually, you know, because, you know, we just had 12, you got 16, and now, you know, mess around and get 20, 24 and see what happens. So,
I mean, FCS already has 24.
Yeah.
So there's a path to make it work.
And you have a Cliff Notes, and you've seen it work. And so it's going to be interesting to see how it goes and how things start to come out. It's Wednesday. I doubt it. I'd probably say after Memorial Day.
So here's this. I was reading an ESPN article about this. The other three conferences are going to vote. You say other three conferences. Well, here's the thing. Big Ten is going to vote on whether or not they want to approve the settlement or not. SEC, going to have to vote this week. It's already scheduled. The Pac-12 schools, at the time the lawsuit was filed,
they have to vote.
So not with their new conferences,
yes,
as a Pac-12 member,
that's,
and then the
Oklahoma
NCAA Board of Governors.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to hear more before the weekend because all these votes are already scheduled.
Yeah. It's going to, and when it comes out, because all these conferences do have egos and they want the most clicks and they have their brand out there. Does it come out tomorrow? Does it come out Friday, or does it come out at some point in time Saturday or Sunday and get in the most out of the news cycle? It's eventually all going to happen when it happens and how it happens, and then once it's all done, what's the reaction? That's the crucial thing. What's the reaction? What comes out of this after everybody else jumps in there? Because then the clock is really ticking. Because if it's 2025, you understand, okay, this season is going to go just as normal. Well, then at about the middle part of the season, you're going to start to hear what's going to be coming down the pipe.
Are you more interested in the 1 to 2 year reaction or the 5 to 10 year reaction?
I think, well, the 5 to 10 year, because I think it's going to be, I think it's going to change two times. I think that you're going to have your initial reaction. Okay, this worked. If it was really good, let's add, you know, they're not going to take away. They're going to keep adding to it. They're going to change some stuff up, because I think like in the middle part, probably in between that 4 and 8 year mark, and when I talk about five to 10, that's where I think they're going to really try to make a big move, whether that's just two power conferences, or you do the regulation and deregulation thing, or you do the regional thing that we've seen, or you expand college football playoffs from 12, by that time it'd be 24, or eventually 24. I think that what they'll do with these TV contracts and the big money is they'll get it, they'll put out a product that's sellable and exciting, and then they say, you know, we're going to go even farther and we want more money, and then it'll be college football will not even be looking like close to what we see it right now. Matter of fact, we might be able to find a way to change it on NCAA 25 coming out.
Right.
Yeah, you might be the commissioner in Commissioner Foreman, make it to a little bit of a deregulation and regulation and see where it goes. I think also on the flip side of that, I think you can opt in or out to still have collectives outside of NIL going in-house. Who decides to do that and how that can work together? Right, you got it. If you move your NIL in-house, okay. Well, what collectives will you have outside of your athletic department? Will it be for everything but football? Will you just have that in-house collective for your big major money makers? And then obviously it'd be divvied out. But if you're going to have another collective that doesn't want to come in-house, what do you do? and how many more collectives decide to come out of the woodwork.
Right.
You know what I mean? They said, okay, look, we want to be partner with you, but we don't want to come in-house. We're going to do our thing outside along with donate as well, because there's only so much money that can be donated, right? So you're going to have to be very, very smart and strategic about when it goes in-house and who will be okay with it. Because there's some people with a lot of money that don't like to be controlled.
That's most of them.
Yeah,
well, they're used to doing the controlling.
Yes. And so, and it's not their main job, right? And so this is, money that they're able to give away and get used by the university. So anyways, two good segments there. Austin Norman, Jay Foreman, take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to give our prediction without Strick tonight. First game, Timberwolves, Mavericks, who has advantage, and how important is this game one for a young team, the Timberwolves, going up against a, I wouldn't say veteran team, but you have a NBA champion in a NBA champion head coach. Mm-hmm. How important is game one? Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.